Okay. So you were talking about work putting down fences, I believe. Did you ever have any fences made out of a stone or rock around here?
Uh-uh.
And you know, when women get married, and did y'all get gifts and all when you first got married? Did they give you, you know how when a woman gets married today and she'll have showers and teas and things like
that? No, nothing about that.
Did you have, you mentioned your silver and everything, did you have special dishes or, you know, your woman, what does she usually call her best dishes?
Call the Sunday dishes, I reckon.
So what's that stuff? Her good,
Stainless steel.
Mm-hmm. And what are those?
Sterling silver and stainless steel.
And what are those dishes usually made out of? The woman's best dishes?
Well, I've got some, one set of china and the other's just store-bought. I don't know. There's, you know, the cheaper dish is easier cracked or chipped.
Okay. You mentioned, we were talking earlier about some of the things that on the farm. Did you ever have a hen that wouldn't lay? If you had a hen that wouldn't lay, what would you, do you have any kind of tricks that you do to try to make her lay?
No, just killed her and eat her.
Just killed her and eat her? Okay. You mentioned that a woman's dish is made out of china, usually. Did you ever see any eggs that were made out of that same kind of china?
No.
Do you know what those things would be called? What are some of the kinds of cooking utensils that you would have used when you first got married? Cooking utensils. Think
oh,
of cooking.
Yes,
ma'am.
A dishpan and a kettle and a boiler. Oh, well, that was about it to start with, but get along, a few things along as it was necessary. We went to the dime store at Pollard and bought our, we call knives and forks. There was no silver then. Had been, we couldn't have bought it. And plates. We got started like that.
What would you usually fry stuff in? What did you have?
Had a fryer that went with a stove. An iron fryer, usually.
Did they have legs on it?
Have what?
Have little legs on it.
No, not the regular fryers didn't. That was a, what did they call them? That's something that you could cook on the fireplace that had them little legs on them.
Did you ever hear anybody call that a?
They had a lid to them. Skillet, I believe.
Call that skillet? Did you ever hear anybody call that a spider?
Yes, I heard it called a spider.
And what do you usually call the thing that you would put flowers in? You go out and cut flowers. What would you call the thing you put flowers in usually?
A vase.
And what about if you planted the flowers in it? If you planted flowers in, what would you call it then? The container that you might say have a plant something in. Would you call that a vase or something else?
No, they're called a flower pot.
And what kind of eating utensils would you have?
Kind of what?
What kind of eating utensils would you have in the kitchen?
Well, when I started, I had a butcher knife and that old-time knives and fork, and one stove spoon, what we called a big old spoon, was called a stove spoon. And I don't think I had but three big spoons, than tablespoons. Well, I don't know. It was very, very years. I started on about as little as anybody ever could, I reckon.
And,